Well, are you trying to tell us something, but you're not telling us?
How long has the interview with Wayne and I been up on your website? How long have I told the world, you know, from my website or anybody that asked?
Well, I know, but here's my point. You know, my point is that you have come back from, and please take this with all respect, you've come back with an interview with someone who may very well be one of the most historical people on this planet, and you haven't told us anything about it. Other than you had a very personal five-minute meeting. My point is that both you and Wayne were...
But remember that I'd also said that the Prioress has the report that the new star will soon shine.
Tell me more about that, then.
The Prioress has in her possession, from their order, that I was told that the new star will soon shine. That was foretold about.
Now, was that part of what you two talked about?
Yes.
I mean, I just think, and take it from my perspective, you are on the biggest program in the country. And quite honestly, if you're going to come onto the show, you have an obligation to tell people what you were told.
And I've told it.
Wayne, do you agree?
I think that...
Or there's no need for you both of you to be on.
Right.
Quite frankly, you were both on a month ago, and you did a very fantastic job informing people of David's vision. My point is what has changed in between that?
I think one of the big things that has changed is that almost everybody that listened in last time has called about 10 to 20 friends and said, hey, you've got to listen tonight. I think you're going to have the largest listening audience that you've ever had tonight.
Well, until they feel as if we have let them down.
Well,
because
them,
I'm looking at right now hundreds of what I have email fast blasts from people who say he met with Sister Lucia for 5 minutes and he can't tell us what they talked about. Now, how do you explain that to these people who have been told that this is what this program was all about tonight?
Well, I thought the program was more about all of the signs.
If I wanted to talk about that, Wayne, I would have repeated the program we talked about in February.
Okay.
Which was a fine program.
Mm-hmm.
But, we were led to believe that David had this very important meeting. He's in France as we speak. I know that because we dialed his number. And...
Well, the mere fact that he was asked to meet with her
tells
an important story right there.
Yes, I agree with that. But
George, in the time that it's been up on your site, or I've said that what was going to happen in the meeting, has the church said anything about it?
Not to us.
And again, listen in the silence.
Yeah, but it's not my job to listen in the silence. It's my job to listen in the audio.
Well, it's also important as a host to help put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to do, Wayne. And,
right.
And specifically, I'm trying to ascertain if the meeting with Sister Lucia was based on the fact that David had a vision of a calamity that will occur sometime this year. And nobody's answered
obvious.
That. And nobody, no, it was not obvious. Nobody's answered that. Now you're saying it's obvious. So are you saying it is or it isn't?
Just a little historical perspective, too, in mentioning Fatima and Sister Lucia and her cousins. That, do you know that they were all put in jail as children for what they talked
about? Yes, they were. Absolutely. Absolutely. But what is you're not going to be put in jail. You don't have to be worried about that. Dead air.
Dead air. You know, you begin this program with a bulletin of a political leader who was shot. You know, this is the world that we live in. You watch where you walk. You watch what you say. You hope that the ultimate message gets through to people. It won't get through to most, but there are those that will listen. There are those that will prepare. There are those also, as right now, as you know, from time immemorial, they want something. They want immediacy. They want everything. The world isn't made like that. Now it never has been, and it won't be.
Why are you so reluctant, though, to tell us about that meeting? Because I now ascertain that what you call a personal meeting has to do with your vision. You know, quite frankly, David, unless you and Sister Lucia have been the dearest friends for all these years, she's not going to have someone contact you and have you, at your own expenses, go to Paris, France, and meet her then in Portugal. You're in France now, though, correct?
Yes, I'm in France now.
Okay. You go to Portugal and meet her in her convent and just simply say hello to you. I have something personal to say about you. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that what you've been told is maybe something of such a monumental revelation. You're holding back, but I don't see why you should. You've already told us the worst.
Because I gave my word, and it means something to me.
But you also gave your word to 5 to 10 million listeners who are depending on you. You know, it is very important to people. I want you to understand where I'm coming from here. You have people that are believing everything you have been saying over the last month now. You have people who should have listened to you in 1979, if you know what I mean, and some did not. And maybe or maybe not that plane crash catastrophe could have been avoided. My point is I think you and Wayne have a responsibility to tell everyone who's listening exactly what is going on.
Can I go at it from a little different point of view?
We shouldn't have to read between the lines.
Can I go at it from a little different point of view?
Well, let's see.
David, did you learn anything that was different from what you knew before?
No, I did not.
Okay. I think that speaks worlds right there. You see, one of the interesting things, George, is that this program is one of the few places where you can hear the truth of what's going on. And you have some wonderful guests on that do give the truth. We have a government and a media controlled by the government that is lying to us about so many things. And this is another one of those lies. They're not telling us what's going on for, you know, some good reasons.
Yeah, but how do you think someone feels when everyone is desperately sitting back waiting to find out what's going on here with this information, and then you bring up a book or a video, but you won't pass on the information?
Well,
I mean, do you know what that does for your credibility? And you've been on this program, Wayne, for a long, long time.
Right.
I mean, when we're talking about 97% of the world's population dying, and you talk about a book and a video, I mean, I think that's disappointing.
Okay. Well, my approach is, okay, if this is going to happen, and it certainly looks like it is from all of the pieces of the puzzle, what is the best thing that we can do?
All right.
About
well here's
that's what I've been discussing.
Here's the deal, and this is what I want to get from you and David.
Sure.
Either or we go full disclosure on this program when we come back from the break, or we end it right now. You tell me what you want to do. Both you and David. If you are both hesitant to tell this coast-to-coast audience exactly what they want to hear and need to hear, I just as soon go to my open line phone calls.
Okay. I think that they need to hear what can I do about it personally.
Well, that's look,
I
you're not going to get the world.
That is the main question that I get over and
Wayne,
over and
Wayne,
over
you're
on
not
the
gonna,
telephone.
You're not going to get the world to buy cartons and dig a hole and live there. You're not going to get that. I mean,
okay.
Quite honestly, for 98% of the world's population, there's not much we can do, but we should know about it. So here it is. I've only got a few seconds here. I need a decision. I mean, we're going to either have full disclosure on everything, or let me go on to open lines and let's go on our merry way tonight. What do you want to do?